Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Interesting thing happened lately. I went to a game store and actually didn't want to buy a game. For those who know me, this is highly unusual in general, but the fact that it was a pandemic game was really surprising. I really, really like Pandemic. It's a cooperative game that is hard in all the good ways, as you race to find cures to four different diseases before they cause a global pandemic and wipe out humanity. And it's incredibly good at showing exactly how difficult that job is under the best of circumstances. The only reason I don't own more varieties of it is because for some reason, I can never find anyone who wants to play it anymore. Any volunteers? I had to try. And I do get it. Not very many people were interested in epidemiology before we started playing our own real-life version of it. And now everyone has had a very real experience with what the game is abstractly about. But I still like it. It's just a game, after all. A thought exercise. A team-building exercise. But the game my husband suggested to me in that game store, well, it was Pandemic Legacy Season 1. One of three games developed as a sort of cross between traditional Pandemic and an RPG, where when you make a decision, you'll be asked to place a sticker on your character sheet or board, or scratch something off a card, or even worse, destroy a card. What happens in that game is permanent, and you can't undo it. And even worse, in Pandemic tradition, sometimes those circumstances are beyond your control. One bad shuffle, and either the infection deck or the player deck may finish you off before you've begun. It made me understandably uncomfortable, both for the idea of defacing a game on purpose, and for the reminder that the difference between us and the person dying in the hospital or the homeless person on the street is seemingly a thing as flimsy as luck. We all like to think that skill and determination equal success. We have control over how successful we are, and that if we just work hard enough, we avoid disaster. And those who don't seem to be having it as easy, well, they're clearly just lazy. And you know who else thought that? Just about everyone in biblical Jerusalem. We see this in John chapter 9, verses 2 through 4, when Jesus' disciples come across a man who was born blind and ask, "Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind?" The assumption here is that if someone was afflicted so severely, surely there was sin involved. I mean, there has to be some sort of character defect, some defining way in which this man or his parents failed that led to his permanent status on a lower rung of society, right? Right? But Jesus responds, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." And healed him of his blindness. So there really wasn't anything morally or spiritually differentiating this man from Jesus' disciples. No reason to treat him as a lesser other than to make themselves feel more secure in their place in the social pecking order. But there was every reason for them to show him the kindness they would want to receive if it were them instead of him. So I want to encourage you as you go about your week to actively find ways to be a blessing to others. Because a person's circumstances do not define them in God's eyes, and should not in ours either. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.